Welcome to Tea Time, a podcast about all things public education from the Texas Education Agency.
Welcome to the inaugural edition of Tea Time. On August 15th, accountability ratings for districts, charters, and campuses will be issued statewide. And for the first time, school districts will receive a rating under the new A through F system. On this first episode of Tea Time, we visit with Commissioner of Education Mike Morath to learn more about A through F, beginning with the commissioner providing us a general overview of the new system.
As we transition to A through F, one of the things we need to realize is that there's five letters in there, A, B, C, D, F, and, which is a big change from our current system, which is just met standard and improvement required. It's sort of a pass-fail system. With the tiering that you get, the differentiation between A through F, you can actually begin to distinguish sort of average from good from great, and it sets up a system of continuous improvement to support improvement for all of our kids as opposed to the current pass-fail system. It also allows us to change our focus and conversation from just the campuses that are improvement required to campuses that are excellent, to our A campuses, because it is generally beneficial for us to sort of focus on our highest performing campuses, our highest performing teacher teams, and ask ourselves, what are they doing and how can we replicate their work? How can we expand their work to get that level of excellence for as many kids as possible?
The system is made up of three areas that are looked at: student achievement, school progress, closing the gaps. Let's look at each one of them individually. What is in the student achievement domain?
Sure. A through F, as it's been designed, has been designed to look at campuses three different ways: one based upon student achievement, one based upon school progress, and one based upon closing the gaps. In this way, we celebrate high levels of student achievement while also celebrating the impact of highly effective educator teams while maintaining focus on the students perhaps in most need of our support. It is a very balanced, fair way to look at performance of campuses. Student achievement, if we think about that first domain or the first way of looking at performance, is about what students know and what they can do at the end of the school year. And we look at it in a variety of different ways. We can look at in terms of what they've achieved, have they graduated from high school? What they've achieved, are they ready for college, as you might see on an AP exam or by taking the SAT? Are they ready for a career? Do they have a industry-based credential, sort of a welding certification, that sort of thing? Or are they ready for the military? Did they actually enlist? In the earlier grades, we can also look at whether they're meeting grade level standards in reading, math, and in our other subject areas as found on the STAR test.
And school progress?
School progress is about comparing students, about determining how much better they are. In some cases, it's how much better they are than they were last year. So in that way, you look at the amount of academic growth that a student had. So you could have a student that is significantly below grade level from the prior year, but due to the tenacious work of our educators grows more than a year in the one academic year that they have. That student still might not meet grade level by the end of the second year, but you can see that growth. So school progress looks at the growth of our students. It also looks at how much better schools are performing than schools that look similar to them. So if you're a school that has very high levels, for example, of student poverty, what we do with school progress is we can compare you to similar schools, so that if you're the highest performing school with that level of poverty, then clearly you're an A campus and worthy of being celebrated.
And finally, closing the gaps. That may be the one that people may not fully understand.
Sure. The first two domains look at all students in the aggregate. Closing the gaps domain, though, looks at different groups of students. It's going to look at different groups of students by race or by income, for example, looking at special education students, because we want to find out whether individual groups of students need more focused support and how well we're doing closing gaps between different groups of students. So the closing the gaps domain is really about that kind of specific focus on specific groups.
You touched on it briefly at the beginning, but how is A through F
have a system that better informs a parent or a school board member or a superintendent as opposed to what we have been using, Med Standard or Improvement Required?
Sure. The transition from our pass-fail designation that we have now with Med Standard and Improvement Required to a tiered designation, A, B, C, D, F, sets up different levels of performance. Right now, if you go from Improvement Required to Med Standard, that is definitely worthy of celebration, but that's the end of the celebration. But what we want to do for all of our kids is, regardless of where we are today, we want to be better next week, and we want to be even better than that the week after. So the idea of A through F is it really sets up a continuous improvement conversation so that wherever we are, we can strive to be better and stronger in our academic support for our kids. If I put my old school board hat on, it's really hard for me not to have that hat on. Served as a school board member for 4.5 years. One of the key questions I needed to be able to answer in governing my school system was, are we better than we were last year? Are we about the same as we were last year, or are we worse? Because that really informs the actions that we would need to take as a school board. It's very difficult to do that in a pass-fail evaluation environment. I can look and say, all right, well, I have fewer failing campuses than I did the year before, but that doesn't inspire a system to work towards greatness for kids. And with A through F, school board members now have the ability to look at, you know, okay, is the rating higher than it was last year? Or did we get stronger, both on an overall basis and in each of those three domains? Now, for parents, parents are interested in how well the school supports their own children. So when a parent, for example, before a parent might enroll in a school, they're going to look at different options for their kids. I can actually reflect on my own experience. I have 4 young kids. My oldest is school-aged. And when I was trying to find a school for my little girl, it took me hours and hours of spreadsheets and specific performance information that I had access to as Commissioner of Education to determine what was the sort of best fit school. Well, you know, that's not tenable for the typical parent in the state of Texas. So the idea that you could go and find very clear, easy to understand performance information about campuses will greatly help parents in finding best fit schools for their kids. Because you might not know precisely what goes into the definition of an A, but you do know an A is better than a B. And that kind of simplicity in terms of communication should help parents dramatically. It should also help parents with kids currently in school, because regardless of where your school is performing now, that summative information that you get about the school's performance will help you advocate so that the school is stronger and stronger, both for your kids and for all the other kids in the school.
And we'll have more questions about the A through F system in our next visit with Commissioner Morath in our next edition of Tea Time.
More on this and other public education issues, visit our website at tea.texas.gov. For more Tea Time episodes, visit tea.texas.gov/podcast or look for us where you download your other podcasts. Join us again soon for another episode of Tea Time, a podcast from the Texas Education Agency.